Did I wake you? Shit. Sorry, sweet bean. Day went long. Again. And I got yelled at. Again. It wasn't even my fault. It's Bing and Boss Man. The big guy busted into my cubicle today, almost tearing down the whole thing. With that vein popping in his forehead. He's so red you have to be a little concerned for the guy's health. That steak, fries, and burgers diet isn't working for him so great. Well, he screamed at me about inefficient workflow and obstructed pipelines for a good 5 minutes before I had a chance to explain that I can't do my job until someone else does theirs. Yeah. Bing. Since the promotion, everything that hits my desk has to pass by his first. Boss Man tells me to take care of it. So I do. I see Bing in his office. Wait forever for him to get off the phone. And this fucking guy? He gives himself a fucking five-knuckle shuffle. He tells me that it's all by design. That he's actually holding back to help with my workload. Fuck that. It's like, you know when you get pad thai and the noodles are all cut up? It's like, I'm a grown-ass adult, right? I can handle a long noodle. It's so fucking patronizing. Fucking right? But then, after he finishes jerking himself off, he gets all quiet. And after I coax him a little, lets it slip that he's struggling with the new job. It's getting to him. And so he asks me for help. Which, you know, is fine. But if he just admitted he doesn't know what he's doing instead of doubling down, we could have worked on it. And I wouldn't have gotten yelled at. I fucking swear, everybody thinks they need to have an opinion on absolutely everything when they know fuck all. So, then, I spent the rest of the day filing TPS reports. So he can get his shit together. It's just, he's not a bad guy, you know? Just a stubborn dumbass way over his head. And I mean, obviously, I don't want to see Mr. Bing turn into Mr. Kurtz, but would you judge me if I told you that him having trouble gives me a certain amount of schadenfreude? Not too much. Just the appropriate amount. I mean, I know I could do his job. Shit, you could do his job at this point. And I actually wanted to... What? Oh, shit. No. That wasn't supposed to sound so backhanded. I mean it. You could. I mean, you still can't have his job. Because his job is supposed to be my job. And I outrank you in the pegging order.
That makes you the bottom.
But you can still be my squire when I slay the dragon and take over the company. You do that for me, yeah? I can think of all kinds of ways to make it worth your while. Anything for me, you say? Careful, sweet bean. I might hold you to that. No. No. Not tonight. Tonight, I need sleep. But I do have something planned for the weekend. You like it? No. You can make it until the weekend. I promise you can. Well, I guess I've had a little attitude adjustment. A moment of clarity, or whatever. I've decided that instead of setting my goals at some nebulous idea of perfection, I'm gonna be looking back at how far I've already come instead. I mean, just look at you, right? You used to be such a meek little thing. Now you're not just participating in conversations, but initiating them. You're eating lunch in the cafeteria with everybody else and everything. You don't even need me breathing down your neck anymore. I mean, I'm not gonna stop. I'm just saying. I'm proud of you. I am. And I'm not going to let you play it down. It's the progress that counts. And you've made so much. And I'd like to think that I have too. Perfection? I'm over it. Not that I'm gonna stop showering or flossing or working out or, you know, I'm not gonna go all goblin mode on you. I like taking care of myself. Because when I take care of myself, I can take care of you. And I'll always be perfect for you. Obviously. Right? Think real hard what you say next. Hell yeah, I will. And if you ever do find a better dom, tough. Because I am not letting you go. You're the best toy I've ever had. But in all seriousness, you inspire me, and I want to celebrate that. No, baby. No. I need to sleep. and I know what you're trying to do. It's not gonna work. Topping from the bottom is brat behavior, you know. Mm-hmm. Where's all this energy coming from anyway? I thought you went to bed early because you were tired. Unless... Oh. Oh, baby bean. You didn't go to bed early, did you? You're just now waking up because you've been napping all day. Is that right? Uh-huh. I seem to recall us setting rules for this. I distinctly remember you begging me to hold you accountable so you can finally fix your sleep. Begging me. So, what are we going to do about this? Some disciplinary action seems in order. Oh, I know what I said. But where there's a whip, there's a way. And you're in desperate need of correction. And I think I have just the thing. See, I got us something new to play with. It's a strap. But without the strap. It's a strapless strap-on. See, this end goes in me, and this end... I'm sure you can figure it out. Now, if you'll just let me figure this out. Ow! Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, it's just a little unwieldy. It's a lot heavier than I thought. And I'm really not a fan how it hits me right in... Ow! Shit! Okay, you know what? Fuck this thing. Where's my old faithful? There we go. Much better. Now, little sparrow, where were we? Oh, yes. Let's get to work, shall we? Now, what is Sir to do with you? How to put such a naughty little thing to bed when he's behaving so badly? Turn over. All fours. Spread your legs for me, boy. I'm all lubed up for you. And there you are, Sparrow. Your form from behind is just picturesque. And it's a view just for me, isn't it? Yes, only for me. These thighs, this ass, this arched back, and these shoulders, your strong neck, and exposed throat. Oh, so easily yielding to me. Giving in without a second of resistance. But that is exactly how I want you. Hot and hard and obedient. Overwhelmed by my authority. This paralysis of discretion just makes me wanna. But I shouldn't. You haven't earned it. Can you feel how my shaft slides between your cheeks? So slick. Not a hint of friction. Teasing that eager ring of yours. So eager. It's like you've been waiting for this. Were you jerking off while I was away too? Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. You know your cum is mine to gift or deny. I will leave you a dripping mess before I'm done with you. Oh, but such a bad boy doesn't deserve to feel my cock inside of you. Maybe I'll just tease you until you can't take it anymore. Softly rub my cock against your needy hole, denying you the fulfillment you crave. Or maybe I'll whisper dirty things in your ear because I know you. I know what it does to you. Neurons fire. Get so lost in it. All I need is the right tone and a few choice words to just make you explode. And you do anything to have that release. Ah. That That's the power I have over you. And that's all it takes. And that's why you're the perfect boy slut for me. I love how you grind up against me. You needy thing. How you desperately try to get just a little bit more of my cock. How you push back, hoping it would slip in and fill you just how you want it. Talk to me then. You know how this works, Sparrow. You have to tell me what you want. And you have to be specific. So shy again all of a sudden. I know you know what you want. But that's okay. You're adorable when you stutter, shy boy. All flustered. It's fun for me. I could make your decisions for you, but I won't. But I will tease you all night if I have to. Oh, it's not mean, silly boy. It's the rules. Maybe I could play with this quivering lip of yours. Is that what you want? Suck on my finger. The way you work that tongue. You wish you could taste my cum in your mouth right now, don't you? But I don't know if you deserve that either. So what should we do with you? Come on. You know what you want. Oh, and there it is. But do you think you deserve it? Have you been good? Have you earned Sir's cock? I just don't know. I did say that. And it's very impressive. But you've also been a brat. You have. And the back talk isn't helping. What a quandary we have here. Do you deserve to be rewarded? Or punished? But I do want to feel my cock inside you, so... I could just fuck you until you pass out from the exhaustion. Fuck every last drop of cum out of you. Oh, look how well your little hole takes me already. All the way. Oh, good boy. So tight. So hungry. Perfect fit. Maybe I'll keep using this sweet ass after you're all spent. Because it's mine to use. Because I can. I want you to stroke yourself for me. Stroke yourself for Sir. Slowly. I want you to tease it. I love how you can just barely stretch around my cock. How you pull me in. Refuse to let go. And look how your cock drips. You're making a mess of my sheets, boy. Speed up. Harder. Work your cock like you're trying to finish. But don't go over the edge. I want your cock pulsing, burning with the need for release. You're close already, aren't you? But do you have permission? You don't, do you? Oh, that's too bad. Speed up. I don't care. You're going to go faster, harder, and you are not going to come. You insist you're good. But good boys don't come without permission, do they? So you are going to hold it for me. And don't you dare slow down. If I see you slow down, you're not coming for a week. Oh, and you don't want to find out what happens if you come without permission. Well then, if you think you deserve it, beg for it. Please, sir. I said beg. You can do better than that. Tell me you want it. Tell me how much you want to be a good, obedient slut for me. Tell me how much you need my fat cock in your ass. How much you need to come all over it. Beg. There you go. That's much better. I knew you could. So why didn't you do it right the first time, Oh, but if you really do think you deserve it, then prove it. 10. Show me you deserve it. 9. 8. 7. Come on. 6.1. Oh, come on, my cock sparrow. Come. There you are. There you are. Let it go. Let go. Let it all out. Good boy. There you go. Get up. You were trying so hard to top me earlier. So here's your chance. Oh, you didn't think we were done, did you? Silly boy. But you were so desperate for it just a moment ago. You couldn't possibly be satisfied yet. All that need. And besides, I haven't gotten mine yet. So get on top. Fuck me. Oh, there you go. Oh, your cock feels so good. Let me wrap my legs around you. Oh, good boy. My good boy. Oh, I know. You just came. I know, it's too much. You're so sensitive. Oh, it hurts. But you'll do this for me, won't you? Be a good boy and make me come. You're just so adorable when you wince and whimper. When you bite down on your lip. But do open your eyes, Sparrow. I want you to look at me. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. But I want to sink deep in those beautiful eyes when I finish. Be a good boy and fuck me. I know you can. Be good for me. Let me see you. Look you in the eye. Be my good little boy, slut. You're so good for me. Yeah. You're so good. You're perfect. You are. Make me come. Make me come. Oh. You okay? That wasn't too much? Come here. Are you sore? Oh, you poor thing. Well, I'll have to nurse you back to health for the weekend then, won't I? The things I have planned for you. Oh, I am good. I'm very good. And now I'm ready to pass out. This might not be an all-nighter after all. Though, I do need to shower first. Me and you two. We are ripe. Take your time, sweet bean. You deserve a moment. You were wonderful. You really were. You did so well. Hey, you ever wonder if it'd be better if I had a real cock to fuck you with? No, not bigger. I mean, wait, do you actually want a bigger one? Because I think your eyes might be bigger than, well, you know. Yeah, I thought so. I'm just so pissed about this strapless strap. Big floppy fucking disappointment that turned out to be. It's heavy and flimsy and uncomfortable. And you really gotta babysit the fucking thing. And I thought it'd be so hot. Well, yeah, I know. I was just thinking maybe you'd like it more. But I'm glad if you're still enjoying the old strapful strap. Just intrusive thoughts, you know? Actually, I did get you something else, too. Hold on.
It felt like a good idea at the time. Don't freak out, okay? I just thought you've been doing so well lately, and I wanted to celebrate that, so... I got you a collar. Oh, thank God. I thought maybe it's a bit much. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad. Here, let me.
It looks beautiful on you. And this makes it official, you know.
I'm your sir. And you're my good, sweet little sparrow. All mine. And now, everyone will know. Know who owns you. Not that I'm gonna make you wear it in public, obviously. Unless you want to. You could totally pass it off as a choker. That's not weird, right? There's another thing I wanted to talk to you about. I was having a totally innocuous conversation with Allison at the office the other day. It turns out she's into this shit too. Who knew? We got into swapping war stories. Don't worry, I didn't out you or anything. I'm still the only one who knows what a massive slut you are. But she said there's a dungeon downtown. Like a BDSM club, you know? Apparently, it's mostly just old people frequenting those places, which is Eh. I mean, unless you have a granny thing you haven't told me about. Hey, I'm not saying you do. I'm just not going to judge either way. I mean, I'll get there eventually. You better still want me when I'm a gilf. I'm perfect for you, remember? Anyway, it gave me an idea. You know, old people, right? No boners popped without pills, pussies shriveled up like prunes. Prune pussy, like fucking a dry sponge. Nature's telling them they've done enough, but these people, they just keep going. You know what that tells me? The sex must be amazing to be worth all that effort. They must have forbidden knowledge. I figure we could learn something, yeah? Well, they do shows, I think. We don't have to participate or anything. We could just have a look around, chat people up, learn some knots, flaunt that gorgeous new collar of yours. Oh. I mean, yeah, we don't have to if you're not into it. And the dungeon's not going anywhere if you ever change your mind. You know, on account of it being a dungeon and all. Except, it's... Right, the dungeon probably isn't an actual dungeon, is it? Oh, shut up! I'm new! I'm learning! I thought maybe it'd be good for some kinky inspiration. I don't want you to get bored, you know? With all this. You tell me if you wanted more. Right? Oh, No, trust me, I am not getting bored. So if you say it's good, then it's all good. Though, I do think you'd look good in latex. Or maybe I just want to show you off. Let them all know I have the absolute best sub. Parade you around on a leash. Present my puppy with a pedigree. And I do breed you so well, don't I? Though I didn't actually get you a leash. We can pick one out for you if you want. Or a chain, if you'd prefer. Yeah, a chain of command. Right now, though, we need that shower.